the news recently, or perhaps some footage on YouTube, the footage of a young man hearing for the first time after a cochlear implant. That was an Australian invention. The Humidicrip, that was a Tasmanian invention from last century, coming out of the 1930s, and it has saved millions of babies. Now, this morning, we've got Morris Mizalowski joining us to celebrate that Aussie inventor spirit and also look at where inventions are at the moment and what is just over the horizon. Morris, a very good morning to you.
And a good morning to you.
Morris, we had one wag ring us a few minutes ago with an invention that he would particularly like. It was David from Bridport. He was suggesting a hollow soap.
A hollow soap?
So that there would be no little leftover bits at the end sticking around in the shower or bath.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's a market for that.
We should investigate.
Now, what is actually just over the horizon for us?
There's actually quite a lot over the horizon because we're going into a very innovative phase, thankfully. I've never seen so much innovation around, and that's because we had a few years of downturn in economics. Businesses, people weren't investing in it. All of a sudden, we're seeing some more money and the reality that innovation's coming back. What we're getting is a whole lot of what's called crowdsourced innovation. We're getting people innovating together, whereas before we might have done it in our garage or at home, or we might have had a great idea, like our soap with a hole in it, but not had any idea how to go about it or what the next steps were. So we're getting sites like Kickstarter, which anyone can have a look at. It's kickstarter.com. And what's up there are people's thoughts. This is what I want to do. I need some money for it. I need some people to help me. And on Kickstarter, and there are a few others like it, you can find people's ideas and you can invest in them. So it's a really good way to see what's ahead and also make some money out of it.
Doesn't that present trademark problems if someone hops on there and says, I've got this idea, and then someone else actually hops in and invents it?
It does, but we're working in a different phase. So you're absolutely right that we have all kinds of intellectual property, we have all kinds of trademark issues, but many people would say that's the old paradigm, the one I grew up with, where we had to invent it in our garage, we had to lock it down really tight, and only then could we talk to the public. What we're saying now, or what many people are saying now, is, look, I've got a great idea, I need to get it to market, and I want lots of people to help me. I've spoken with a number of lawyers about it, a number of people who know down this area, and what they're saying is that in many ways today it is a much better, much quicker way to market because as long as you can establish you had the idea first and putting it public in one of these sites would say that to people, this is when my idea started, this is what I had, will most probably get you a patent down the track. But what's happening at the moment is that it's because it's so fast that you really need to get to market as quickly as possible. That's the best protection you have.
Just having a look at a couple of suggestions that are coming in at the moment. Catherine says she would like more hours in the day, please. I think we could all use that invention, Morris.
Yeah, you could.
But looking at, we're about to see the launch of Windows 8.
Yes.
Which is, and from what I've just seen on various news stories, it looks vastly different to the previous Windows program. How do we go about taking on that new technology? Are we going to hop into something like that, or is there not a lot of nervous Nellies over at Microsoft at the moment?
Windows, Microsoft is always an issue. There's been a long-held belief that whenever Microsoft puts something out, you've got to wait at least 6 months before you would begin to use it. So I don't think this will be any different, and that's because there's traditionally a whole lot of bugs around it. But even Microsoft has innovated the way they're doing this. Traditionally, it would have cost us hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Microsoft have learnt that over the last few years you and I don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for upgrades, if anything at all, so they're releasing this one at a much more modest fee of somewhere around $30-$40. That's one thing. Now again, that's not to be seen by them as a huge discount. It's to be seen that we have changed the way that we put together software, the way we buy it, and they're just not a market anymore at that big price. So the other fundamental shift in that piece of innovation is that it's moving very much towards gesture. We had about 20 years where the mouse was important to us, so we started with keyboard, then we went into the mouse to be able to operate the screen, and now we're going to gesture, voice movement, voice hand movement, those kinds of things. And this Windows 8 is the first step towards that for Microsoft.
And do you think there'll be an uptake on this?
There always is. I think there will be. Microsoft still has predominantly most of the PCs on the planet. So when most of the PCs on the planet have it, then it's really not a far push for them to get a good market share. But it's going to have to be a significantly purposeful
hanging out to see invented, Morris?
There's lots of things I'm hanging out to see, but I mean, lots of medical inventions are the things I'm waiting for, or innovations. I'm looking forward to the day where I'm reading lots of stuff and hearing lots of stuff about cancers, about Alzheimer's, about those diseases that are really ravaging us now, and we're making good roads into it. Again, I'm a futurist. Good roads doesn't mean tomorrow. It means 5, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Hopefully we'll be talking about them as we do now about tuberculosis and polio. In other words, it's a terrible thing, but we have it contained and we understand it. I think we're going to be down that road in not too distant future, 10, 15, 20 years, as I said. And there's also technology around brain movement, around brain gesture. I think for me, a lot of the big innovations are about understanding our own body and how we can use it better. So the brain, for instance, we're going to finish mapping that in the next 5 to 10 years, equivalent to the DNA that we've done with our physical body, so we'll have a much better understanding of how that works. So we're going to see those kinds of opportunities come up over the next little while.
It sounds like we have a fascinating time in store for us. Morris, it's lovely to catch up with you again. Thank you for joining us this morning.
A pleasure as always.
Morris Mizanowski, futurist, with us this morning on ABC Northern Tasmania.